It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareInc using #ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria@RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Hello. For our Ask Dr. Daria segment today, I am here with author, consultant, counselor, and speaker, Erica Spiegelman. Erica is an addiction specialist, counselor, author, and client who helps her clients reach emotional, mental, and physical freedom. She's also here today to tell us about how to achieve self-actualization. Erica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, let's start with this self-actualization. What is that?
So self-actualization is really understanding what your potential is in life. So it's a theory that Dr. Maslow wrote a lot about, who's a psychologist, and kind of started the trend. But it's really about understanding what it is that you want in life and having a good idea of what you can achieve. So it's based a lot around self-esteem, and it's based a lot around having certain principles in your life. But it's really about knowing your potential, feeling deep down in a more instinctual way what it is that you're good at and what you want in your life, and actually going out there and getting it. So it's a very empowering idea. It's really more about people taking their life into their own hands.
It sounds awesome. What are the steps? How do we get there?
Well, they say that there's a couple of things that a lot of people that are self-actualized have in common, and one of those is, you know, giving back to others, not always being selfish, having healthy solitude in their lives, liking to be by themselves, doing things on their own, and having a lot of self-love, treating yourself compassionately. So in my book, Rewired, just, you know, funnily enough, that's exactly what I talk about, is getting back to your core values and understanding what your core values are, because we all have different core values.
Mm-hmm. And in your book, you tell people how to, you know, think about each of those and really get back to understanding them?
Yeah, in my book, each chapter discusses a principle, starting with the first one, which is authenticity, learning how to live an authentic life. So, you know, you and I are different, and everyone out there listening, we all have different families and backgrounds and traumas and life experiences. So we all have different things that feel authentic to each one of us. So we have to get in touch with that. In my book, I talk about honesty. I talk about solitude, time management, you know, not creating obstacles for ourselves, like procrastination.
Mm-hmm. We're all good at getting in our own way sometimes, I think.
Yes. I think that's human.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and you're saying there's actual scientific basis for self-actualization as well, right?
Yeah, they've done a lot of studies based on the similarities of people that are, you know, more self-actualized is what they call it. And some of those traits are the things that I discussed, which is, you know, being selfless and giving back and charity work and having a realistic view of themselves. So some people see themselves in a different light than how others see them, and what they find in self-actualized people is that it's pretty similar all around.
Really?
So, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, for this self-actualization, you know, is it something that, you know, I guess two questions. One, were they born that way, or did they get themselves that way through these practices you're talking about? And number two, once you reach, is it self-actualization something you can reach, or is it a lifelong process?
Well, to answer your first question, I believe that people can become that way. You don't have to be born that way, because, you know, when we are born into the families that we're born into, we don't choose we are, you know, attuned to. We don't choose really what goes on in our lives, because our parents are pretty much setting the tone for that. So as, you know, a lot of people, you know, in my line of work with addiction, a lot of people become self-actualized. They start working on themselves. They start to take a look at their goals. They write down their small goals. They write down what values are important to them, especially when they stop, you know, negative behaviors. So you could become self-actualized. Absolutely. That is key for everybody to know. And it's something that you continuously, I think, evolve on. I think it's, you don't ever just get to the end of growing. You know, we always grow. You know, my grandfather is 88 years old, and he's very self-actualized, and he's still learning, and he's still traveling, and he's still meeting new people. And so I think it's an ever, you know, it's just, you could continue. You could keep on.
It's a lifelong process and a lifelong journey, it sounds like. Okay. And you mentioned goal setting a lot. I want to talk about that. Talk to us about the importance of having those goals and, you know, why you tell people to set them and define them.
Yeah. Well, I think having goals, it's good for the brain. In my book, Rewired, I touch upon this just a little bit about we need, you know, to have certain small goals pretty much every day or every week in mind so that we can be proud of our accomplishments. And that is, you know, that's a positive, it starts to have a positive effect on us in our lives. So whether that's making your bed every morning, whether that's working out twice a week, or, you know, having a home-cooked meal, once or twice a week, these are small goals that we all can set. And we can also set larger goals, like, you know, getting a job or, going out on a date or whatever it is that pertains to your life. And then, you know, once we follow through with things, it's such a pleasure for our brain because it lights up the part of our brain that makes us feel like we've accomplished something. And then we're proud of ourselves, and then we can see that we can move through fear and then do the next best thing for ourselves.
So you're saying that setting goals, not only does it get you potentially to that goal, but it also gives you that reward system in your brain to reinforce that you can do that and that you did accomplish something.
Right, exactly. It's a it's a positive reward when, you know, if I said I have, I have a goal, I'm going to do a half marathon, but this week I'm going to run twice a week. And I do that, and then it's a positive momentum. And right, we reach something that we set for ourselves that week, and then we can move forward to the next one.
Okay. Now, do you have any strategies, say somebody is just starting out, we've never done this before as far as setting goals, mm-hmm. any specific strategies for them?
Absolutely. Buying a journal, buying a, you know, like a scheduler, anything like that where you actually could put pen to paper and write down things, we retain the information better, and it's good for us to see clearly what it is that we need to do or that, you know, our intention is to do for the week. So, you know, buying one of those, having a little journal every day at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, just to kind of check in with yourself and write, you know, what it is that you did do, or if you didn't do it, that's okay too, but when do we have time to do it the next day? So just to kind of keep track, that's the best way to start.
Okay, very good. I know I like my to-do list because I like getting to cross them out. So I never had a reason before for why I like to be able to cross it out, but you've actually explained to me why that makes sense. Now, in your own life, you know, what have been some of your biggest goals, you know, career-wise and personal, and, you know, how did you use these strategies to make them happen?
That's a great question. And, yeah, in my own personal life, I did the same thing about, you know, writing lists and scheduling, journaling, you know, different highs and lows of my life. For me, you know, small goals helped me go back to school to get my degree and go to UCLA and get into this field and write this book. You know, every time I wrote a chapter, I rewarded myself by, you know, going for a run or taking a bath or having a piece of chocolate. You know, it's kind of similar. When you do something like write a book, you could envision that that's what you want to do, but then you have to work backwards with the goals. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I need to first buy a laptop and I have to write out a help, you know, and so to be clear on, like, you know, not overwhelming yourself with doing everything at once, but just, okay, this week, you know, I'll write the outline. And then when I'm done with that, what's the next step, right? And then that way we don't get overwhelmed and then we don't just say, oh, you know, forget it, this is too much. And you know, it could become kind of disastrous at that point. Yeah.
In our last 30 seconds, tell us about Rewired and who should be buying it.
Everybody should be buying Rewired. Rewired is, it's true because it's a way to, you know, train your brain for healthier habits and how to have, you know, values that mean something to you. I think all of us value honesty. I think all of us value our time. We value love. We value healthy relationships. And we value an authentic life. So that is what the book's about. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Erica. And that, again, that book is Rewired for all of our listeners. You can learn more about Erica and her website at ericaspiegelman.com or follow her on Twitter at Erica Spiegelman and Instagram at Erica Spiegelman. This is Dr. Daria. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, you can download all of our segments on Radio MD or the iTunes store and follow us at Share Care Inc. Listen to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.